May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. When Mary told Joseph that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit, of course, he initially didn't believe her. The law said that she was to be stoned to death because obviously she had been immoral, even though they were engaged. But Joseph loved her, and he didn't want that to happen to her, so he was planning secretly to put her away, just to send her off into exile somewhere. But the night, as he was planning that, an angel came to him and revealed to him the truth, that she was pregnant with the Holy Spirit. It says this, verse 21 of Matthew 1, "And she will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which translated means God with us. One of the great deceptions of the enemy is that he's convinced even Christians that God lives disappointed with us, and that God, we can't really know his intimate presence because we don't live lives that are perfect enough to achieve that. This really kind of started in the garden when Adam and Eve fell. Even though God came into the garden knowing where they were, but still crying out, "Where are you?" they were hiding behind the trees. They were hiding from God. God wasn't hiding from them because of their sin. They were hiding from God as a result of their sin. That's what sin does to us. And so this deception that God is angry with you, when it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, because of the finished work of the cross, he's not counting our sins against us, doesn't mean that we can't grieve his heart. But he never separates himself from us. He never goes into the room and pouts. He doesn't act like people do. He pursues us in our brokenness, just like he pursued them in their fallen condition. When we blow it, we fall, he comes to us to heal us, to make us whole, to call us forth. He's God with us. His very name is Emmanuel, not God against us. His name isn't God away from us, God separated from us, God mad at us, is God with us. Because think about Jesus when he was born and his name was Emmanuel, God with us. There was not one, quote, born again Christian. They were all in need of the cross. There were godly people, but they weren't, quote, born again Christians. They were still need their sins forgiven too as a result of work on the cross. He came among a fallen people, and he clothed himself in fallen humanity, though he never sinned. So God joined himself to our fallenness that he might crucify that fallen, false person that we were, that we might be a new creation in him. He was God with us in our brokenness. In this is love, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So to understand that who he is by nature is love, and who he is by nature is God with us. He loves our presence. We don't just love his presence. He rejoices in our presence. He says in Song of Solomon 2 that our voice is sweet to him. Our presence is lovely to him. And so when we fall, he comes to us because he's calling us forth. He's came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He doesn't dangle that like a carrot going warmer, 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 and then pulling it away from you because you don't get it perfect. He's always calling us forth. He's always healing and applying wholeness so that we can walk out his dream for us. And I say all that in light of Bracken's reading, because one of the Gospels in telling that story says that the crowd was crowding, but she pressed in through the crowd and touched him. And when she touched him, the power to heal her went forth. And Jesus said, "Who is it that touched me?" And his disciples said, "Why do you ask that question? All these people here are crowding around you. How could you even know somebody touched you?" But he knew. Because even though there was a crowd surrounding him, I mean, like close, can you imagine? But somebody worked their way through and touched him, pressed in. So here's what I want you to hear, is that God loves to encounter us. He loves to encounter us. He loves to encounter you in your brokenness so he can apply the healing he accomplished for you at the cross. He's God with you, not God against you. And so one of the things that's a guarantee is that if you'll just press in a little, if you'll just be intentional, he said, "If you seek me, I will let you find me." Isn't that interesting? Like, we can't find him. He's so other, it seems. But he says, "Oh, I'll make it easy. Like, I'll get in your way. I'll make it so that you can't miss me. If you'll seek me, I'll let you find me. But I long for your heart to long for me." This may sound strange. A.W. Tozer said, "God wants to be wanted. He doesn't need it like he's got some kind of insecurity, but he created us for fellowship and intimate relationship with him." And so if you have some issue of blood, whether it's some broken area of your life, some relationship thing, some sin thing going on, some pain thing going on, in just a little while, I can tell this story a little bit, because you would never have a clue I'm talking about, but I'm going to spend probably a couple of hours on a long-distance phone call with somebody who's a multi-millionaire, yet his life has fallen apart. And so hopefully I'm going to be able to talk to him about God being with him and God desiring to heal him. Because none of those things can fill that place in your life. You were created for him. And wholeness is only found in him. And so he's just waiting for you to be just intentional enough to make one step in his direction. And if you do, you'll just seek him. He will let you find him. And whatever your issue of blood is, Jesus, it just happens. It was not some struggle. She didn't have to beg him or plead him with him. She just touched the hem of his garment. And healing came forth. So whatever issue you're going through in your own personal life, the God who is with us, the one who loves to be with us, the one who loves to encounter us, the one who loves you fiercely, just as you are. He doesn't wait for you to get perfect and mature to enjoy you and love you. He loves you as you are. If you'll just press in and just touch the hem of his garment, he'll let you find him, and the power of God can be released to change your life forever. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.